Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got PK Kelly with me today, and we're going to learn a little bit about what to insure, what not to insure, and what we better check on anyway. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. PK, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to see you, pal.
It's good to see you. I mean, I appreciate you taking your time to come in and visit with us a little bit. There's lots of changing going on.
There is, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, I got to tell people, and I learned a lesson, and it's been a long, long time ago. We met at a charity benefit. Like, you were dressed up as a Joker, and I was some kind of weird-looking something. Yeah. For waiters, a celebrity waiter deal.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a long, how was it, 90-something?
Yeah, it had to be 93, 94 at the latest. Oh. I mean, so it's been, we both aged well, though.
It's on the radio, he could say that. If it was TV, they'd go, oh, he's... But, you know, I think it's one thing you've always done, too. I know that was when you were, you know, had running up HEB and had it, and you've gone now for years and years, had PK Kelly Insurance. But you've always given back to the community, too.
Yes, I have. I mean, this is a great community. I've lived all over the state, you know, with HEB, and came time to retire, and my wife and I said, this is where we're retiring. This is the friendliest, nicest town we've ever been in. And
but you fit right in with everybody.
Oh, yeah. So I love this place. So I like to give back and still staying involved.
And you do on a regular basis. I see you doing stuff. And I think it's important, too.
Thank you. The
community's been good to both of us.
It has.
Say that. But now the age maybe not has been as good as the community has. But the community has. But let's talk about some insurance.
Okay.
And PK, one thing that I've kind of been imposing on you lately on is flood insurance.
Yeah, it's getting to be a lot bigger issue since they remapped the city a couple of years back. There's a lot of areas that weren't in flood zone are now in flood zone. So it's really important that people looking at buying or building that they keep that in mind. And they used to, you know, we can always get a flood determination, but we can't write a policy without an elevation certificate. And the elevation certificate is what can save your bacon, you know. If you have a lot in a house that's in a floodplain, you know, a modest house of $200,000 could be, you know, $8,000 to $10,000 a year. But if you have an elevation certificate that shows that the base level of the house is above that flood range, then that policy maybe go down to $200 to $500.
Which is, in fact, folks, that's what PK has done for me. And I'll tell you this, we've had some, and Christoph, we put several subdivisions in, and one of them was River Ranch. When Coontz Lane, I can tell you 100% sure, because I was involved in the development of it, Coontz Lane, the houses were not in the floodplain. As PK just brought up, every 10 years, they redo the floodplain, the maps. Well, now, a lot of property that wasn't at the Bluffs,
yep,
in Christoval, especially where you have water. I don't know where they got Bluffs water, but they got that in there, too.
Yep.
But we've got that, and they change it. Well, if you just, I promise you, if I market a house and I say, hey, folks, I've got a house, oh, by the way, it's in a floodplain, it's not, people won't even look at it. So what we do is, what we've done is, PK kind of helped me with this, and we called SK and got a flood certificate, which basically shows the amount it's in there, what degree it is. Is that the right term?
Right, an elevation certificate.
Elevation certificate. And he looks at it. Well, he said, well, Scott, this one's not bad at all. You know, in fact, I think the last one was 350 or 500, whatever it was. It wasn't a deal killer. People say, okay, that's doable. Well, if, like he said, if it's $8,000 or $10,000 a year for that flood insurance alone, that house isn't sellable. Or I don't believe it's sellable.
Right. It isn't.
You know?
I've had one place that over the last 10 years, it's always been on flood zone, and customers come to me, they're so excited. I'm thankful I've got this house that I want to buy, and I can't believe how great a deal it is. And they show me the address, and yep, I know that one. You're looking at $8,000 a year for flood insurance, and that's the reason, and I don't think it's ever sold.
Well, in another deal, I want to tell you this, and Commissioner Bacon has done a great job, especially in the north side of San Angelo. I got to give him kudos. Make sure if you get that map, you know, you do need to get that elevation certificate.
Correct. Okay?
You know, and if you give PK's a great one to call, it took him minutes literally to get us the information we needed. Mm-hmm. But make sure, because Commissioner Bacon actually helps people say, no, this shouldn't be in a floodplain at all.
Right.
And got it removed. And that's a big deal.
Yep.
Now, can you kind of explain? Okay, you said, well, I have insurance. I got homeowners. Homeowners and flood insurance are different.
Correct. Your homeowner's insurance covers your home except for rising water. So if you live on a street and it's got an incline and there's a heavy rain and water's running down the side of the hill and runs into your house, that's considered rising water, and there's no coverage on your homeowner policy. We all understand flood, you know, when the water backs up into your house, but it can be anytime water runs into your house at a base level, you're basically no coverage. Now, the window's broken or it comes through the roof, you know, then, you know, that's covered by your homeowners. But rising water is not covered. So you have to carry a flood policy.
Peggy, I bet you didn't even know this, because I just got this. We just came back from Fort Worth from our last meeting, and I got meetings, all the new stuff. We have tons of changes in the real estate world this coming year. But one of them is, and I've never heard the Texas Real Estate Commission say, we want you to put this in special provisions right now. They always say, do not put anything in special provisions. It says, and this applies for every lake around San Angelo, if you buy a house at Nasworthy, if you buy a house anywhere on water, you should have in the contract and in your information, it basically says that you're aware that this water level can rise. And in fact, that's how important, I guess, what they're wanting to stress to the, people buying the houses.
Yeah.
And that's never, in 30 years in real estate, Peggy, I've never had that in there.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, everybody, okay, I live on a lake, it could rise, it could flood. That's, to me, common sense, but apparently it's not common sense. It's in there, and flood insurance is a huge deal.
Sure. Was it last May we had that huge rain that we had 10 inches? It didn't hit the above lakes, but it came right into Nasworthy, and the first time the gates had been open in years.
And that was a God blessing right
there. It was
there.
A blessing.
We needed
but
it bad.
A few more inches or the different areas, what could it have done, you know?
It was almost perfect.
Or say the gates failed to open because they maybe rusted closed.
Because rusted because we didn't water, but it's been that. We've talked about flood insurance. Now, let's go a little bit more about homeowners insurance.
Okay.
You're talking about homeowners. We've talked about the water situation. I captured that down.